USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Congressional leaders have reached a deal on a COVID relief bill. The package contains nearly $300 billion in new funding for small business loans, a federal unemployment insurance bonus, money for schools, vaccine distribution, and a stimulus direct payment of up to $600. Congress is expected to vote on the bill tonight or Monday. Senator Tim Kaine says that the bill will receive a strong bipartisan vote when it comes to the floor. The Virginia Democrat tells CBS News what is in what he says is a very needed package.
I feel very, very good about it. Extending unemployment benefits for folks who are hit the hardest, $600 check for an adult and a $600 check for a dependent in a family that is lower and moderate income, housing assistance, food assistance, small business assistance, and then sizable funding both for health care and vaccinations and K-12 and higher ed institutions. It's a very needed package.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat, you can wash them and dry them, they maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
The amount of available coronavirus vaccines will begin to increase Monday as more than 5 million doses of Moderna's vaccine will be delivered across the country. And soon, a third shot could be available as well. Admiral Brekker of Operation Warp Speed says Johnson & Johnson is expected to submit its vaccine for approval in January. He tells ABC's This Week that will help get closer to the goal of all Americans having access to immunization by next June.
We are very confident that by June, anyone in America who wants to have a vaccine will have that opportunity to have a vaccine. As you know, right now we have Moderna and Pfizer. The next vaccine that is coming up, which would be J&J or Janssen, we would expect that authorization to be submitted in January. Again, we don't know the results of that. That has to be unblinded, go through all the processes. It will be very transparent, just like the first two. But we expect that to hit in January. And again, that is a one-dose vaccine. We don't know the results, but we are very hopeful by January we'll have at least three vaccines.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
As 2020 comes to an end, restaurants continue to struggle. And if it's not COVID restrictions, snow in places like the East Coast is making for a 1-2 punch. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
In a survey of 6,000 restaurants and 250 businesses who serve the supply chain in late November, the National Restaurant Association Research Group found 87% of full-service restaurants saw a 36% drop in sales during the pandemic. Nearly as many expect it will get even worse in the first quarter of 2021. Jeff Katz, GM and partner at Crown Shy Restaurant in New York City, tells CBSN.
The reality is that there's not that many places holding up. We're estimating that we're going to lose about half of the restaurants in New York City over the course of the next 6 months, and we've already lost almost 200,000 jobs. So it's really not so much how to get through it. It's just how are we going to bring it back up that I think is the question.
The association estimates that more than 110,000 establishments have closed permanently or temporarily nationwide as of the 1st of December.
And the four teams that will battle for a college football national championship have been selected. Number 1 Alabama will meet number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl game on New Year's Day. That will be played in Arlington, Texas because of the coronavirus surge in California. In the other semifinal, number 2 Clemson will take on number 3 Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl, also on January 1st. The winners of those two games will square off on January 11th for the national title. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.